Paul Epstein of the Harvard School of Medicine, in an editorial in the Washington Post in 2000, claimed that increased temperatures and climate variability would lead to a West Nile virus epidemic in the United States. Citing the displacement of the yellow fever-carrying Aedes aegypti mosquito by another species from Asia, Paul Ryder of the CDC and author of the seminal 2001 review on mosquitoes and climate change in environmental health perspectives insists that, quote, "This displacement of one species by another illustrates a major flaw in the popular debate on climate change. Biotic responses to climate change cannot be predicted on the mere basis of climate envelopes. The distribution of species is determined by its interaction with other species and by many other behavioral and ecological factors. It is therefore naive to suggest that species will move to higher latitudes and altitudes simply on the basis of temperature change," end quote. The Centers for Disease Control does not consider West Nile virus to be a serious health threat in the United States. As with malaria and other mosquito-borne pathogens, factors not related to climate play a significant role in transmission of disease. These include increased concentration of populations in urban centers and enhanced availability of easy transportation, social, economic, and political pressures that force migration and/or limit sanitation and access to medical care. Resistance of pathogens to medical treatment is also a factor. Resistance to insecticides, or the lack of them, for example, the ban on DDT. And the availability of simple preventive adaptations, such as window screens and air conditioning.